today. Well, small businesses tend to have fewer resources at their disposal, especially when it comes to human resources. That's why the BC Human Resource Management Association is opening up their annual trade show to the public today. Free advice will be offered on how to create healthy workplaces, and Christian Codrington is the association's senior manager of operations, and he joins us in studio now with more. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. What happens at this trade show exactly? It's kind of hard for me to imagine what goes on there.
A human resources trade show.
Yeah.
Well, we have probably over 100 individual exhibitors, 70 different firms, setting up their wares and helping different businesses of all sizes, small, medium, and large, dealing with all sorts of variety of human resources issues.
So what? Give me an example of a couple of the booths that would be set up. I mean, what do you actually see and hear when you go to a human resources trade show?
Well, you think about one of the most significant costs for employees, employers, is absenteeism.
Right.
I think it's costing employers somewhere in the around neighborhood of $4 billion a year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a number of different exhibitors. One of them, M4 Ideas, who help have solutions to help reduce that absenteeism, increase productivity, improve morale. And M4 has something they call Speedminton. Now, I've never seen Speedminton, but they say this is a low-cost way to get the blood circulating in the workplace. All you need is a large space, even a parking lot, and get some activity going in the middle of the day to help divert your attention away from, say, some of the stressors at work. Another example might be a group we have called Work Smart Ergonomics.
Okay.
Now, Work Smart worked with us. I had an employee with a chronic shoulder issue, and they came in and did an assessment of the workstation, and for marginal, if little if any costs, they helped to redesign how the workstation was set up, something as simple as putting the mouse on the left-hand side of the keypad.
Really?
And reduced the chances of, a work-safe claim.
So you're opening up your doors. Tell me why small and medium-sized businesses need help in this particular area.
Well, I think, again, all businesses,
yeah,
but let's go with smaller ones. Larger organizations have, I think, resources dedicated towards a human resources function.
Right.
And I think for the smaller and medium-sized sole proprietor especially, when you're dealing with everything from supply chain to payroll issues in a 15-minute span, it becomes difficult to get deep, and you're having to deal with and put out a lot of fires. Here's an opportunity to help get some answers to situations before they happen, be a bit more preventative. We're really proud, for example, we're launching an initiative with Small Business BC that's going to be introduced today, where we're going to be adding an expert to their Ask an Expert panel. So once a month, someone can come in and make an appointment with Small Business BC, and they'll have an HR person on site to help walk through certain issues and problems, and you can just make an appointment, talk those through, and get your questions answered.
And what are the issues most small businesses would be looking at? I mean, is it hiring? Is it firing? Is it workplace discipline? Like, when it comes to HR, what are the big issues for a small business?
Well, I think you've touched on probably the top three right there in terms of attracting the right people, keeping them engaged, finding the right amount to pay them. You remember when the economy is going through the roof, people were just chasing good talent with high wages, driving the cost up and making it really hard to compete. So ensuring you have a really competitive pay system that includes not just, say, pay, but benefits and other perks. Take, for example, the axiom that turnover is really high in the first 90 days. Well, put some systems in place that can help integrate people earlier, helping people get really clear on what their roles are, perhaps buddying them up with somebody that's already existing in the workplace. And these are the types of things that instead of chasing turnover, you're helping people get to a more high level of contribution faster in the organization.
Is it true that in smaller businesses, I mean, it's an old adage that, you know, it's a better place to work, or morale is better in a smaller business because everybody's, you know, it's a more tightly knit group, and everybody's you're not dealing with various departments talking to each other. Everybody's kind of involved in running everything.
Well, I think you've touched on something there that many businesses are trying to achieve, which is engagement.
Right.
And no matter what the size, having people coalesce around some common purpose is something that all businesses are trying to achieve these days. We do have one group coming in called the BAMP Center for Leadership that are going to be giving a small presentation around the importance of values and how that can help a group really gel and produce better results for the team.
One of the things you'll be emphasizing will be how to use social media to build company culture, which can be good and also dangerous, I suppose. How do smaller companies use that to their advantage?
Well, certainly we at BCHRMA are having lots of fun using social media to help talk about what we're doing, promote, highlight individual achievements. So all variety of mechanisms are in place, and I believe that Seven Geese will be giving a small presentation on how to use social media differently.
All right. And what about, is this trade show for people who are thinking about starting up a small business?
I think it's for anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you have people in a business, yes, I think it's beneficial for you.
If you had to, if you had one piece of advice to give somebody who is coming to you about how they can do a better job with their human resources, what do you think that piece of advice would be?
Well, you're almost stumping the band there. I'm going to say in today's economy, the difference between an average company and a great company is your people.
Yeah.
I think trying to compete on product and price alone is really challenging. So finding ways in which to help your staff feel engaged and contributing to what the common purpose is going to, A, help them, and B, help your business become profitable.
I always say give your customer a story to tell.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's my motto.
All right.
I never see it anywhere, but I'd like to. that would be my one piece of advice.
I like that one.
It's free. You can have that.
Thank you.
Christian, great to meet you. Thanks so much for coming in. Good luck with the show.
Can I let people know to come down to the Vancouver Convention Center between 11:30 and 6 today to attend our trade show?
I was just going to say that.
Thank you very much.
But thank you.
All right.
Christian Codrington, the Senior Manager of Operations for the BC Human Resources Management Association. They will be running their 50th annual conference and trade show over the next 3 days. It is at the Vancouver Convention Center. You can attend for free. And as we just heard from Christian, 11:30 to 6 is when you'll go.